reason why we're not shouting over that song? Because we've got it made pretty good down here.
Tell it, brother.
We was in a continuous pull.
Yep.
Everything was dark and gray. You didn't know where the next meal was coming from. There would mean a whole lot more.
Right.
Amen. I don't want to get there. So somehow, way we got to maneuver ourselves into the thought of mind that this is not our home.
Right.
And we're just passing through.
Amen.
And that other side is going to be something special.
Amen.
That second verse says, walking and talking with Christ, the eternal one. Oh, it'd be wonderful there. Praising, adoring the matchless eternal one. Oh, it'd be wonderful there. Oh, it'd be wonderful there. Having your burden to bear. Heart bells are ringing, won't it be wonderful there?
Come on.
What did he say? Four. Open. What time is it? What page is it? 92.
Take this also, Lord, and use it however you see fit. Lord, we ask that you anoint Christian Bill as he brings the message this morning, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Hey.
I was lost and sin, but Jesus took me in, and then the light never filled my soul. It made my heart in love. Just the talk of Jesus made me whole. Have the talk with Jesus, tell him all about our trouble, hear our pain and cry, and by and by, fill the prayer with turning, though the fire is burning, you find the talk of Jesus makes it right. Sometimes my passing care without ray of cheer. Out of doubt, may I rely on day. The mist must simply rise and hide the glory of God. Just the talk with Jesus clears the way. Have the talk with Jesus. Tell him all about our troubles. Hear our pain and cry. And by and by, fill the prayer with burning.
235.
Glory to God. thank the Lord for that new grandbaby being helped, and she gained him weight and everything like she's supposed to be, and started off worrying about it. She's doing good now, so thank you. Thank the Lord for being with us through all that COVID mess and everything. And just let us come back to the front. My mind ain't changed over the last 20-some years. He's still the best thing that ever happened to me. Well, it's the first day of this 20-some years later.
Right.
He's caused a whole lot of good things to happen to me since he saved my soul, but he's still the very best thing.
Amen, brother.
If I had to go back tomorrow and lost every little thing I got in this earth, I'd live in a daggone pen. I'd still say, I've gained it all it's more what I lost than what I gained, because I lost going to hell, and that's one thing that I'm surely glad of. People talk about, like I say, it's not my boy the other day, I said, people talk about the streets of gold, the gates of pearl, and all that. I said, you know what I'm looking forward to? I said, I'm looking forward to being with Jesus, the one that saved me, and the devil ain't going to be there, and I ain't got to worry about it.
Amen.
And I thank the Lord for that.
Right,
you've been my life for so long. You were right when I was wrong. I can't repay all the love you've given me. You were my friend, right when no one cared.
Amen. I had a request to sing a song, and pretty appropriate, I guess. You think about it, I guess Mama was the closest relative that I've had that passed, and can't hardly do anything with Mamas. Think about Mama a lot this time of year when flowers go to blooming, things go to budding. She was a flower person, and she enjoyed flowers, and it's. Memories is good. Amen. We all create memories every day. If it be good memories or if it be bad memories, we create memories every day. So I thank God most of my memories as a child was good when it concerned Mama, and I appreciate her. I don't have the words. I got the words probably back there, but I'm going to try to muddle through it. Maybe surely I can remember it. I once heard a story of a sainted old mother who had lived out her life here on earth. As she lay on her deathbed, her friends gathered round her. These were the last words I heard. Oh, look what I traded for a mansion. Oh, look what I'm leaving behind. Oh, look who will be there to greet me when I step in to sweet paradise. I'll be leaving behind all my troubles. I'll be leaving behind all my pain. Glad look for heavenly mansion that Jesus has gone to prepare. Well, her voice was so feeble and her voice was so low, but I still see that smile on her face. She said, listen, I hear singing and they're waiting for me. This was the last word she said. Oh, look what I traded for a mansion. Oh, look what I'm leaving behind. Oh, look who will be there to greet me when I step in the sweet paradise. I'll be leaving behind all my troubles. I'll be leaving behind all my pain. when I step in sweet paradise, when I see that holy name. Amen. I do the same thing in the shower, I just make up words.
Anybody
else? Anybody? Amen. Before I forget it, have we had any birthdays the last 2 or 3 weeks? Or 3 or 4 weeks? Old folks. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Happy birthday. Amen. That's good. Good, good. I told TJ this mic and this new stuff, it's hard to teach an old dog new tricks. He said, when you don't have a mic and you walk right there, and he showed me on the phone, he said, this is what they get. Nothing. I'm working hard at it. I'm just not technology inclined. Praise the Lord. I talked to Donnie Hooker again this morning, and he said he would come. They're going to bring their church sunrise service the 4th of April at 6:30. You check on some biscuits, Miss Pearlie? Biscuits are covered. If you need to bring juice or sweet stuff or whatever, I guess.
I'll get juice and milk.
Juice and milk. So if you need something sweet after breakfast, bring it. Amen. So we will have biscuits in the fellowship hall, and then we'll have, from a fellowship hall, we'll have 9 o'clock service that day, and that's the 4th of April. It's slipping around fast. And then the following Sunday, which will be 7 days later, we're going to try to start Sunday school back. So just pray. Just pray that that'll happen. Remember all of our sick, Sister Betty's sister, they says she's passing and she's come back alive and she's up and down. So just pray for them. God knows the need there. And, Kenny called me this morning and said that Remington was having pain in his under his ribs. And they took him to emergency room in Mount Airy and they put him IV, started IV on him. And he started vomiting. And he said he'd try to call me back and let me know what has happened. I don't know yet. So just pray for them. Somebody else. Yeah, the Mac Mickles, they had, if I went to call their names there, I'd really mess up. But some of them has got stomach bugs. Pray for them. And I think Jansen's mama's sick too, so pray for Ebony. I learned a little more about Matthew 24 Wednesday night. I don't know what about anybody else. TJ said I preached and didn't really give nobody else time to say nothing else. But I guess I'm a preacher. I ain't a teacher. And we took a little too long. I understand that. But Matthew 24 is where we're at. That's where we're living. Read it. Go back through it and read it.
I try to read it and preach it once a year at least. Anybody else got a prayer request?
Remember Gary?
Amen. Remember Jimmy. Amen. 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 Remember. Amen. Amen. Remember Bill. Remember his nurse. She's. Yeah. I mean, I talk a little outside. It gets tough sometimes. We pray. We need each other's prayer if we've ever needed each other's prayers today. Amen. Remember Chris. Karen wants to be anointed. Come on, honey. Anybody else need to be anointed? Remember Gary? They still fire in the blood. They still healing. God's still God. Bigger than Corona and any of our troubles. Father, in the holy name of Jesus, right now, God, as Karen has come before us, God, you know every need, and God, how you made these old bodies, and God, you can heal them. Lord, I know without a shadow of a doubt that you're God, and beside you there's none other. We're counting on you, God, as the Word said. I, Lord, call for the elders of the church, God, and I, Lord, pray over them, God, and it'll be done. I'm asking you right now, oh God, for the healing hand of God to be upon us. In Jesus' name, we pray. Thank you, Jesus, for loving. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Bless your heart, Karen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Got to go back the 2nd of April for all my eye tests and hopefully get some new glasses. But the doctor said other than the touch of masculine virginity that she thought my eyes was going to be great. And I praise the Lord for it. I can see you all better without my glasses. But I got one eye that I can read out of on my glasses. So, Amen. Remember Michael. Remember our church, there's a lot going on. There's a lot of people in derision and division and unsettled all over our land. When our leadership is unsettled, it brings unsettled into our homes and to our churches. And I promise you, church, we ain't seen nothing yet. We need to buckle up. We need to get tight with the Lord. Anybody else before we all come pray? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Colton told me he passed one this morning. Praise God. Amen. Amen. I'll say this before I forget it. I hope the Lord will use me to stand in the hedge and make up the gap.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. God can fix it. Do pray for little Ezekiel. Spinal meningitis is bad. Yes. It can bring death.
Amen.
God knows. God can take care of it.
Amen. Now, last y'all continue to remember our laws, backslid, unconcerned. I don't know what it's going to take to some of them, but I hope they get there soon.
Amen.
They just surrender their life, Bill. I've got a point in my life that it was going to be death or prison for me, and I just thank God that He gave me a second chance.
Amen.
My soul, Bill.
Yeah,
amen. Amen.
I have to remind myself daily that I'm a representative of God and try to do better.
Amen. Amen. Megan's supposed to be operated on the 30th. 30th this month. Remember that? Serious operation. God knows the need. Then Bill Hawkins needing a hernia operation and several other things. We need a papa uplift, don't we, brother? Amen. Amen.
Bill, y'all continue to remember Maverick, and the doctors might consider it out, we'll at least know what's going on, and just thank God for protecting him and Millie through all this.
Amen. Amen. Hey, baby. Anybody else? Somebody I hadn't mentioned. I can't remember it all. I think Brenda thought Larry had forgot the babies this morning. Little Baker, amen, I got you. Amen. Waiting on a heart transplant.
Remember Freddie?
All of our sick, all of our troubles. If I consider it all, boy, I feel good. So good to be in the house of the Lord. I've come to worship God today, the best of my ability. Got a hallelujah message planned. If it don't work that way, I can't hit it. That's all I can do is try. Anybody else before we pray? Amen.
Every single one of them.
Amen. It's a total torment, sister. Yeah. Total torment. And if an addict goes back one time and takes one drink, that same old evil spirit enters right back into them and they go right back down the same road. So I promise you, by the mercy of God, I'm one drink away from being right where they're at.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Yep.
Nothing without Jesus.
The reason I sit in there abstain from the very presence of evil, because the more you're around it, the more you're likely to stay away from your
hills. Stay away from
it. Amen. The more you miss church, the more you like it. We can admit it or let it go by, but we're starving crap. We're just lazy. I ain't the one that ain't lazy.
Come on, brother.
I told you, I didn't think I used to be lazy, but I'm just getting lazy. You like that comfort zone?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I bet Abraham would have shouted if he was living in the times we're living in. Amen. Amen. Remember my buddy Don McKinney. He's got some things and procedures coming up in his life. Called us this week, and I got a call from a deacon from another church this week, and man, it uplifted me. You've been in the same church about 40 years, and what a battle and what a struggle they're in. Said you listen to us on the radio Saturday. I praise God. If you can say amen and help me stay up, church, it's going to help the gospel get to California. We can sit around and dry up if we want to, but we ain't in God's will. Quietest world we'll ever live in. Amen. Amen. Praise God for cushion, brother. Praise the Lord. Glad you're all right, brother.
Thank you, Lord.
Glad you're all right. Praise the Lord. Do be praying about Sunday school, and there's just a lot of things, a lot of changes, whether we like it or whether we don't, in life. Nothing else. Let's come around the altar, everybody that can. Talk to the Lord. Everybody pray. Father, in the great name of Jesus, God, as we've come before you today, God, I ask you to touch each member that's made forth the effort to come out to the house of God today. And our Lord, each one you spared up and down the highway, God, you watched over us. Thank you for watching over Larry. And God, I pray for Betty and her sister and her family, God, that you would just take care of theirs. God, I pray for Remington today. Lord, you know how Remington's needs. God, you know where the family is. And God, how you know the sickness that could be there. God, I pray for little Ezekiel, God, and the Simpson family. God, I ask you, Lord, and I just touch in a mighty way. God, I know you're a healer. And Lord, without a shadow of a doubt today, I look, God, and I can see how, God, that you're able to take care of spinal meningitis. God, how you took care of it for me. God, I'm asking you, Lord, for little Maverick, God, that your hand be upon him. God, Lord, and him, God, I pray, God, your hand just be upon him. God, touch these little children that's sick. God, these little children that are born to drug addict parents. God, I ask you, Lord, to touch in a mighty way. And God, as Emma, I mentioned, God, she has no idea what it's like to be in an addicted home. God, I ask you, Lord, to just touch in our home, God. And it's about all we've ever known all of our life, God. But we know, without a doubt, God, that your grace is sufficient. God, I love you. I appreciate you. I thank you, God, for taking care of our every need. Lord, God, we seem like sometimes it's torment here on earth. But God, it's nothing that it could be, God, if you didn't have your hand upon us, God. I ask you, God, to keep the Spirit upon America. Touch our leaders, our president, God. Change his mind, God. And let America wake up and see the mistakes we've made and the condition that we've brought ourselves into, God. I ask you, God, to touch each member of the body today. God, I pray the message would go out, God, and I stir the hearts of people, God, that we'd get excited about the Word of God. We'd understand that the Word of God is still alive. God, I need encouraging from the Holy Spirit of God. Lord, I love you. I appreciate you. I thank you, God, for your amazing grace. Lord, touch you. We'll not fail to praise you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Glory be unto God. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. I believe we was in Luke last week, but let's turn over to the book of Luke. Luke chapter 16. Luke chapter 16. You know, down at the altar there yesterday, evening praying about this message, and the Spirit of God just fell all over the place. I got all excited. Come out of the woods, praising God, my hands in the air. I went back down there this morning to pray, and it seemed like it was a little cooler. Seemed like the Spirit wasn't quite as great as it had been down there. Do y'all do that sometimes?
Yeah.
Yeah, just once in a while it seemed like it really comes. And I thought, boy, this is going to be good. I like this. And the next thing you know, you just dry right up and cool right off. And every one of us that's ever been in church any length of time has went out these doors right here and said, we're going out there and we're going to tell everybody we see. We're going to testify. We ain't going to be down. We ain't going to be discouraged. We ain't going to be out of heart. We're going to stand for the Lord. I'm going to be a soldier for the Lord. And some of us never even got off the end of the steps, amen, that we've done defeated by some things as the whole world knocks us down, a bad phone call or one thing or another. But I, as Emma said there, and I really stuck on my mind. You know, there's a lot of things, and I was talking to Jamie about maybe this week, but it's so hard in church that you got to preach to addicts, and you got to preach to people that has no idea what it's all about, and you got to preach to babies, and then you got to preach to people that's smarter than you are, that's more intelligent than you are, and are looking for something else in the Word. So it's hard. It's hard. So we're asking for the grace of God. I to just move up on the scene this morning and touch each and every one of our hearts. And I thank the Lord that we made it. The time changed and we got back. Just glory to God. Most of us made it back to church. And, amen. And maybe one of these days they'll leave it alone. I don't know. I doubt it. Don't seem like they're ever going to leave us alone. But it gets harder and harder to set 5 o'clock in your house to find out what time you got to be there. Luke 16, has everybody found it? We'll just read a few verses there. Maybe 10 through 17 or something like that. But he said in the 16th chapter of Luke, in the 10th verse, and he said, he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. If therefore you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? No servant can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. And the Pharisees also, who were covetous, heard all these things, and they derided him, or they mocked him, or they made fun. And you look at the 16th chapter, and I don't have red letter, but every verse that Jesus spoke in the 16th chapter of Luke, it's all what God said, what Jesus said. And the 15th verse said, and he said unto them, Jesus did, ye are they which justify yourself. And I want us to think on this chapter right here, this verse. And he said, you're they would justify yourself before men, but God knoweth your hearts, for that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God. The law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth unto it. And it is easier for heaven and earth to pass than one tittle of the law to fail. So the law is going to be fulfilled. It's not going to fail. But what we want to preach on is God. God knows. God knoweth your hearts. The Lord knows our hearts. And I thought we were living in a time and a day and an age when people justify themselves. It don't make no difference what they do. And Jesus told the Pharisees, He said, "You are they of them that justify yourself." And I thought about, you can hardly find anybody that's guilty today. Everybody can justify themselves. Everybody can find a reason why they don't do. And we'll jump from one thing to another to justify ourselves and to make ourselves look like we're whole and we're doing so good. But we go back where we started, right there in the 10th verse of the 16th chapter, and He said, "He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much, and he that is unjust in the least is unjust in the much." And I thought about how, glory to God, if we are not, and people used to rib me, and when I worked for the state, it was the state vehicle, but I kept my state vehicle clean. I cleaned out the floorboard, I washed it, and if I got a break somewhere along the line, I would even wax it, and they made fun of me, and I fell out with one or two dragging a chain across my tailgate. And they said, "It ain't yours, it's the state's." But it was allotted to me to drive it. When I helped Butch there a couple of years in the sign business, I done everything that I could to make his business as good if it was my own business. And I thought about, if I didn't do that when I was in sin, amen, I probably wouldn't do it when I was a Christian. And I thought about, as a nation today, we're getting more slothful than we've ever been. And all we're worrying about is our payday and our check coming. And if we can be a little bit slack on our job and let up just a little bit on quality control and let the peace go by that ain't made complete whole, but we can run it through on piecework and make just a little a dollar more and put in our pocket. Glory to God, that ain't being faithful. And I thought about, if we ain't faithful in the things that we do every day, talking to people, working with people, dealing with people, if we're not faithful in that, if we're not faithful in the least, I'm afraid, glory to God, we're not going to be faithful in the other. I'm afraid today, honey, glory to God, we're all out about ourselves. And if I get a blessing, it don't matter about nobody else. I believe it's high time, glory to God, that we wake out of our sleep and realize that I'm here, glory to God, to help somebody else, to bless somebody else, to be a blessing to somebody else, to be a bright and shining light. I thought about, it's awful easy to shout when you're in the bright lights and when you're standing in front of the people and I'm preaching, but how am I, glory to God, when I'm at the house and I'm depressed and the alcohols and the drugs and the things of this world brings me down till I can't hardly hold my head above water. How am I acting then? Glory to God. I got the same God up at my house that comes to church with me. I got the same God when I'm in trouble, when I'm on the housetop. I got the same God that's alive in my heart when Corona's out there, or when there ain't no diseases out there. I've still got the same God. I've got the same God that delivered an old drunk hanging around a commode, stinking and his breath smelling awful and hadn't had a bath in 3 days. I got the same God, glory to God, that meet me there and picked me up from the altar, set me on the solid rock. That is Jesus Christ, amen. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I've got down in self-pity because Bill's weak, but I need to talk to Bill and say, "Get up. You are a servant of God. You are an ambassador of God. Are you a leader in the church? Are you one that tells people about Jesus? Are you one that sets an example to let people know, glory to God, that you are a child of God? Are you the one that needs a smile on his face and not one that's frowning all the time? One that once in a while can lift their hands in the troubles of this old world and let people know there's still peace in Jesus? Honey, I'm going to tell you something today. I don't have to die and go to hell. I've been redeemed by the blood of the the Lamb. I may go in with one eye and I may go in lame and with one arm, but glory to God. God said I could go into heaven, amen, and be made whole. I'm afraid we've got too many commodities and too many things to soothe our conscience and to justify ourselves. Amen. If we didn't have no job, our job wouldn't keep us out of church. Amen. Glory to God. If we didn't have no food, I'm going to tell you, we wouldn't be walking around how bracing we are. We can eat a hamburger when we want to. I'm going to tell you, when you set some old fried taters, I ain't talking about McDonald's French fries. I'm talking about some old fried taters with grease running out of them. When you set them out on the table, they wouldn't say, I'd like to have some French fries. We'd be glad to get them if there wasn't no food in the house. I'm going to tell you, pintos is good, bless God, when there wasn't nothing else there. Amen. I'm telling you today, we've got too big for our britches, and God is going to bring us down. God is going to wake up America. God is going to show us what we have been. We've not took care of what God give us.
Amen.
We've not. I'm talking about the Holy Spirit of God that God give us. I've not cherished it. I've not praised it.
Amen.
I've not give God the honor and the glory. Every day, I thought about, almost every day, I've been to one town or another. I've been out riding the road. It's a miracle for a blind man to drive from Low Gap, amen, to Mount Airy, 20 miles roughly, amen, and get back. It's a miracle, as much traffic as there is on the road. And you say, well, I'm young and I can see and everything's all right. You can't stop that man on the wrong side of the road. It's a miracle to get through the crossroads, amen. And down here at 77, if you get through that every day and get back home, it's a miracle from God. Amen. A tractor and trailer pulled out, and I done it one time, and I took a whipping. Pulled out across the road, I had to stop. But when I got by him, I pulled up there in the turn lane, and I stopped. And I sat right there in front of him, but he couldn't turn. What made me do that? The devil.
Yep.
And I thought, you roll out here on me if you want to. And I sat there.
Yep.
I thought Janet was with me just for yeah. That day.
Yep.
The same thing happened this week. And I remember Priscilla used to say, what was it? God love it. Yeah. I said, God love it. He's in a bigger hurry than I am. And the one on down the road. What I'm saying, where I'm going to, every one of you fly mad and do something wrong. That truck driver could have shot me right in the back of the head, me trying to block the road on him.
Amen.
Yeah. God spared me, so ain't no use of me going back and trying to stop another. Amen. I may not get spared the next time. Amen. I thought about, I heard a preacher preaching the other day, and he said, made some chocolate chip cookies. And he said, his boy said, it's all right to go to a bad movie once in a while. He said, it's just a little cussing in it. He said, he got all the boys together, made them some chocolate chip cookies. And he put them on a plate, and he took them in there to them. And he said, boys, here's your chocolate chip cookies. But he said, they're just a little bit of dog food in every one of them. Just a little bit of dog food. And he said, needless to say, nobody eat his cookies. But we'll go to the movie because it's just a little bit. Hey, we'll lay out of church because it's just a little bit. It's just a little bit of dog food in it. Just a little bit of the world in it. Come on, church. I'm telling us the truth. You can't even watch television without eating a little bit of the world. Amen. The news. So what are we doing today? I need to go on with this message. What we're preaching on today is God knows our hearts. God knows our hearts. We just need waiting up today and let God know that we know God knows our hearts. I was praying down there at the altar and I said, God, I've had so many evil thoughts. I'm going to tell you, church, and I'm going to tell you up front. Why there's empty pews today? Because one got evil in their heart. They wouldn't forgive. They got their feelings hurt. Amen. They got offended just a little bit. And I'm going to tell you why the pews are empty. But I'm going to tell you something else. If we've left here with offense in our heart, amen, and pouting and guilty and trouble, there's no joy in our soul. Why has the church quit shouting today? We've lost our joy. Why have we lost our joy? Because we can't get along with Shannon. We can't get along with this one. And we can't get along with that. It don't need to be my way. It needs to be the Lord Jesus Christ's way. I need to preach the Word of God. Amen. I need to take care of what the Word of God has given me. He's got the Holy Ghost inside me. And I need to encamp it and show it and use it as God would have me to use it. Not matter what man thinks of me, but use it as God has given it to me. I need to put fear behind me. God's been good to me. Let me read through that again. If therefore you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? I believe what God is saying to us there, that our nature don't change. I believe what He's saying to us, if you was like this before you got saved, and you liked alcohol and you liked the worldly things, I mean, it don't change. You've got to whip it into shape.
Amen.
You've got to whip it into shape. Emma said she had no idea what it was to live in a house with addiction. I have no idea how to live in a house without addiction. I can't even remember a house when it was total peace. The only peace we got is in Jesus. When the devil will wake you up at night with a phone call and you're expecting one to be killed, another died, hurled off into eternity, another hurled into hell, lost and undone without God. Amen. And then we can go through and pout at each other. I'm going to tell you, hell has enlarged itself because people have walked away from God. I need to live I don't need the blood on my hand. I need to live every step, glory to God, as if Jesus was looking at me. He said He knows our heart. He's looking at our heart. He sees our heart. He knows who we're pouting at. He knows who we're mad about. He knows where we've been this week. I laid down that altar yesterday and I prayed, God, I've not got anything hid from You. You know exactly. I can play like glory to God and justify myself, but God knows what I'm thinking. God knows who I'm mad at. God knows He's aggravated me. There's been some things at Mount Vernon Church that's aggravated me this year more than any time that I've ever been a Christian. But I've got to overcome it.
Amen.
Somebody's going to pay, honey. You don't keep gouging and tearing down the Word of God, rebelling against the work of God, rebelling against the house of God, and get by. I'm going to tell you what these Pharisees have done, what it said, the Lord right there in the 14th verse, He said, and they derided Him. They mocked Him. They made fun of Jesus. And He looked them dead in the eye, I believe, and He said, you are they which justify yourselves. Can I tell you today, honey, when you get out of the will of God, you will justify yourself. But can I tell you what's happening? God knoweth your hearts. For that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the eyes of God. Is abomination in the sight of God. It's abomination what God can see, honey. That's highly esteemed in the eyes of man. And I even thought about our houses. I thought about our houses and how we're building. We see today a family with no children and a man and his wife build a 14-room house and 5 garages coming out the side and thousands of dollars of furniture. Amen. All they're taking care of is their self, glory to God. And I believe it's abomination in the eyes of God. When another one is out here that don't have bread on their table, another one out here that ain't heard about Jesus, and they'll spend their money and pay taxes to our state, but they wouldn't give the church a dollar. I thought about how many of us that are church people take our tithes and spend, go over to God on vacations, take our church money, our tithes, amen, and spend to send our kids to college. I think that all of this has got to be done. God wants His first. God wants me first. God wants me to put Him first. God wants me to walk for Him first, and all these other things will be added unto us. I thought America, glory to God, has left their first love. America has walked away from their first love. I believe it was Henry that sent us a video, amen, about a Cuban boy, and he finally got away from Cuba and got to the United States, and finally made citizenship and pulled 3 years in the American military, and he said, socialism stinks. He said he'd seen his mama do without. He'd seen how they had a little stamp that they'd go buy one banana. I watched them take one little stamp and buy one banana on the street. I thought about, we have no idea. Emma said she had no idea what it was like to be an addictive house, be an addictive household. You and I don't. I have no idea what it's like to live under socialism. Honey, we come up in hard times. We didn't have much, and I remember no heat in the house. I remember no bread in the cupboard, but I had a place to go that I could get some. I'd go to aunts or uncles and get a bite to eat. But glory to God, listen to me today. Our children don't understand what socialism is. When we can't go buy gas when we want to. We can't ride down the road when we want to. And there wasn't no cars at school when we went to school, was it, Emma? Every student didn't have a car parked in the driveway. Amen. Glory to God. It was hard times, but it wasn't socialism. We could worship God in spirit and in truth. Did you hear the old man praying in the mountain? They'd have church service and everybody in the community would come and we could work together. It ain't been many years ago since I've been saved. Everybody would come to your baptizing and we went to everybody's baptizing. I remember without a shadow of a doubt, 17 straight weeks of baptizing down at the Peaky Hole in the Arnfield place, of baptizing people, two and three from each church, two and three. Amen. Churches come together. Amen. Glory to God. You can't sit down and eat a biscuit together anymore. There's come so much division and we don't have time. Amen. To worship God in spirit and in truth. We need to stop somewhere along the line and fellowship. Glory to God. I tell these youngins we love them. Amen. And there is a better way. Glory to God. That everybody ain't on drugs and everybody ain't a liar and everybody ain't a harlot. Everybody ain't a thief. There's still a few people that love God. And it's time that we love God and realize that God knoweth our hearts. 12th verse, and he said, if you have been faithful of that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? If I've tore up everything, I want you to listen to this. We're living in a drug-crazed world today. Maybe when they bloat it all on drugs, high life living, amen. If they ain't took care of what God give them, how are we going to give back to them? Come on, church. There ain't no use for me to cast my pearl among the swine. Is it?
No.
The Word of God bounces back anymore like it's never bounced back. But God said it won't return void. It'll go do the work that He wants it to do. So I'm here by faith. If I was here by amen this morning, I'd have done sit down. If I give a shout, I'd have done give up. Amen. I'm telling us the truth. God knows our heart. For that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God. Let me read what the Word of God said. Right over here in Luke 12:15. And he said unto them, take heed, beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesses. Did we get that? A man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesses. How about you and I today? Don't we kind of, figure a man that's got a whole lot is a whole lot better off? It looks like God has really blessed him. It looks like, man, that everything is going good for him. These people dying and going to hell, honey. That's got everything. That's got everything. I'm going to jump over into Samuel and read just a little bit. in Samuel 16 and 1. First verse of 16th chapter of 1 Samuel. And the Lord said to Samuel, the Lord spoke to Samuel, and he said, how long will I mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? He said, fill thy horn with oil and go. I will send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among the sons. So what God spoke to Samuel, he said, how long are you going to sit here and mourn over Saul because I've rejected him as being leader over Israel? I've rejected him. I believe the Lord's saying to us, how long are you going to sit here and mourn over one that's died or passed on? I thought about, how long are we going to sit here and mourn and weep and cry over these that don't want to worship God no more? Come on, church, this is getting hard. But how long are we going to sit down and rebel against God? I'll tell you what God told Samuel. He said, get up and fill your horn up. He didn't say sit down. He said, go down and see Jesse the Bethlehemite. And he said, I've got a king down there. So we worry about who ain't here, why they don't come. That's their problem. That ain't ours. How long are we going to mourn? I believe Samuel was down there and he knew that Saul wasn't right. But I believe Samuel had got to a point he just about quit down there. Because Saul wasn't doing right. And I believe his heart was broke. And how about you? How about me? I've just about quit because my son wouldn't do right. I've just about quit because one of the members cut my throat. I've just about quit. I sat down there and mourned. And I believe what God told Samuel, he said, I've rejected Saul from being king. I've cut him off. This is the 16th chapter of 1 Samuel. He said, I've cut Saul off. Let me read on what it says in the Word of God. I've done read to you that man's life don't consist of the abundance of the things that he has. And he went on down here, and I'm not even going to try to take it, but in the second verse he said, and Samuel said, how can I go? If Saul hear it, he will kill me. So Samuel was a great man of God, but he had fear Saul would kill him. And the Lord told him, he said, get you a heifer. Amen. Go down there and make sure that Jesse is at the sacrifice in the third verse. And thou shalt anoint unto me him when I have named among thee. So Samuel went down there and Jesse took his sons. And just like we are today, and Samuel took his first son, and you can read the names of it, I can't even pronounce them. But he brought his first son because he was a big man, he was the oldest, and he looked like he's the one that could be king. So he put him out there in front, Jesse did. And God told Samuel, he said, this ain't the one. This ain't the one I want. Can I tell you how many has got pastors in their church that ain't the one God wants? Amen. Because we got in a hard place and we put in deacons that God didn't want. Come on, church, we put in. Amen. We put in Sunday school teachers God didn't want. We're sitting over there when God rejected them, we're still trying to put them in a position. A man that's not willing to serve God and to fight the battle, a man that put his hand to the plow and looked back ain't fit for the kingdom of heaven. That's the word of God. That wasn't just for my neighbors, that was for me. How many today has turned their back on God? I know we're justifying ourselves and say we're doing this. We're reading the Bible more than you and we pray and we study. What does God want out of us? God wants us to assemble ourselves together. God wants us to be a light to a lost and dying world. God wants us to be willing to die if it's a corona, if it's a sword or a gunshot. God wants us to be willing to die for His name's sake. He died for us. He set an example for you and I. And He expects the same out of us if I'm going to get the blessings of life. God's going to use this old man, honey. Can I tell you, God's going to use this old man. All I've got to do is get Bill out of the way. I've got to pray a little harder. I've got to quit letting my feelings get hurt. I've got to quit worrying about what you think and who's left. If we get down to 7, glory to God, I'm going to fill in the gap. I want to stand where God wants me to stand. Somebody's got to stand and keep Satan out of the house.
Amen.
I'm telling us the truth.
Amen.
And he went on down and he had seven sons. And God said to Samuel, this ain't the one. Do we have an ear that Samuel had? Samuel could still hear God. I'm afraid I don't. I'm afraid I don't want to hurt feelings. God didn't speak to Jesse. He spoke to Samuel. Can you imagine how Samuel's feelings was hurt? He'd look up at that man, that son of Jesse, and say, this ain't the one. This ain't the one. We jump down to the seventh verse. And the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance, on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. And that's what I'm preaching on. Y'all believe that? I'm preaching on God knows the heart. What does God look at? He don't look at my suit this morning. God don't look at how tall I am or my possessions or if I got money or what kind of car I'm driving. God looks on my heart. Can you believe today that God has looked at your heart every day this week? I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed of what God's seen in my heart this week. I'm ashamed that I let Satan come in and aggravate me to a point that I was stirred up and ill. Didn't say no cuss words. Didn't fight. Didn't go drink alcohol or get on drugs or have sex with another woman. But can I tell you, I didn't have peace with God.
Amen.
That's what the addictive home is there for. To take away your peace. Tell us, Terry.
Yeah.
Takes away peace from mama, daddy, grandpa, and grandma. Sin is to tear down a home sent straight out of hell. But God's looking into the heart. We can overcome sin.
Amen.
We can overcome it through the power of the blood. Let me read Jeremiah and I'm about done. Jeremiah 17. While you're looking for Jeremiah 17, I'm going to read Luke chapter 16, the 15th verse again. And he said unto them, ye are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth your hearts. For that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the eyes of God. Is abomination in the eyes of God. We think the only abomination in the eyes of God is for a man to lay with mankind as with womankind. But the Bible said it's abomination. The things that esteemeth among men is abomination in the sight of God. Jeremiah 17. How many have ever went and filled out a application, a resume, or resume? I've had them to call me and said, I put your name down as a reference. Could you give me a good name? I hope they don't call me. Butch, I think you remember maybe that we tried to help one that was down on everything and finally got into the sheriff's department. Lord have mercy. I went back and apologized for the sheriff. Thought how many of you have tried to help get on with the state.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a couple I helped get their CDLs. I worked hard to get their CDLs. Bunch of cutthroats. What I'm saying to us, when you go to get a job, you're the best. Put down everything. I don't drink. I don't cuss. I've not been sick. I don't lay out of work. I need this job bad. I'll be there. But when you leave that job, that sorry bunch. They didn't give me a raise. They didn't take care of me. They worked me too many days and too many hours. They didn't appreciate what I done. Come on, church. I'm telling us the truth. I told Janet some that come to this church from another church, and they talked about the preacher. I said it won't be long. They'll be talking about Preacher Bill and his church. Yeah. Here it is. Here it is. God's the greatest thing ever been when we get saved. But when He tells us to straighten up, He slacks a little, don't He? When He goes to pointing out our sin, well, we don't think as much of Him. And He said in His house down there, they've let things just come into His house, so I don't believe I'm going to go back down there. But when we got saved, we didn't see all this. I'm going to tell you, we are the ones that justifies ourselves. Ain't none of us good, no, not one. We all were sinners. We all, the drunk needed a Savior. So did the little angel, Mama's little angel. And that little granddaughter, she needed saving. She needed saving. And that little boy that got saved at 6 and went back into sin, if he don't repent, hell's his home. You can believe it any way you want to. 17th chapter of Jeremiah, and I'm quitting. I promise you I'm quitting. I'm going to read more verses than I wanted to, but let's just read it. Jeremiah, let's go to the 5th verse of the 17th chapter. Then saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departed from the Lord. See what it said? The heart departed from the Lord. Thessalonians says, except there come a falling away, there be no need for the Lord to come in. Have you ever seen a man fall off a house that didn't climb up there? He said, the Lord departed. The Lord has departed from his heart. I've never fell off a ladder and it laying on the ground. I fell over one time, but I've never fell off of a ladder except I crawled up it. Think about it. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, the heat in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, a salt and a land not inhabited. Blessed is the man. That's the one that the Lord has departed from his heart. Said, blessed is the man. This right here, we need it up, church. I told you this is a hallelujah message. Listen. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. Whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters. The song of that. Shall be as a tree planted by the waters. He that spreadeth out his roots by the river and shall not see when heat cometh. You know, we don't even need to see the trouble and the drought and the heat that's hitting today. We don't need to let the coronavirus and the things of this world shut us down.
Amen.
But he said, as the heat cometh, but her leaves shall be green and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. What did it say there? In the time of drought, in the time of trouble, we still should be yielding fruit. Can I tell you, honey, we're not yielding fruit today. The church is not yielding fruit today. And I know we're hindered. I know the mask and the six foot apart. And I know all of this. But you know what's hindered most of us? The fear of the devil. It's caring so much about our own life that we don't care about nobody else's life. We are of them that justified ourselves. But God sees the heart. God sees the heart. For the heart, look at this. The ninth verse. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? The Bible said that. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. The heart. From the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. I've never cussed nobody out with my hand. I may have made gestures, but it comes from my mouth. It comes from my mouth. I, the Lord, search the heart. God said this in Jeremiah 17:10. I, the Lord, search the heart. And He said, I try the reins. And I looked up the reins, and I know the reins on a, that we call them, the reins on a horse or a mule, put the bridle in its mouth and we move them. But I looked up a part there, and it said the inward parts. God said He sees gifts to every. The Lord searches the heart, and I try. He said He tries the reins. He tries the inward parts of mankind, even to give every man according to his ways. How's He going to give to us? He checks us out inside. If we've done good, we're going to be like a tree planted by the water. But we're going to be, if we don't do good, the heart, the Lord is going to depart from our heart. I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doing. And He said, as the partridge that setteth on eggs and hatcheth them not, so he that getteth riches and not by right shall leave them in the midst of the day, and in his end he shall be a fool. My friend, I'm going to tell you, glory to God, we better do what's right. We better walk with what's right. That's what God's laid on my heart today. We better do what God would have us to do. The Lord searches our heart. And He said the inward parts of our heart. He don't just look at the outside. He goes into our heart and He searches it. And maybe it don't come out our mouth that we despise this one or we are offended at that one. But I'm going to tell you, it's splitting churches all over the land. I've watched it from the time I was a little boy. And I've watched churches split. I've watched the people of God run off and fight. I've even watched them slap each other. And I've watched trouble come. I've watched preachers go off and go right back into the world that God just saved them out of. I've watched so many things in my life. Glory to God. I know that I've got to follow God. God sees our heart. Your thoughts and my thoughts today, God knows every one of them. If we will, stand to our feet. Butch, you get a song. Everybody don't suit me, and I don't like everybody's ways. But I don't need to do nothing to hurt nobody. I need to pray for them, and I need to look back past that fleshly body that I can see. Because God said He don't look on that or the things that the man possesses. He told Samuel, He said, don't look on the man's stature and look what he looks like a battle. He looks like a soldier. Looks like a battle warrior. He said, look at his heart. See where his heart's at. I said it to this last night and I prayed, God, I want my heart to be right with You. God, I don't have no education. I don't have doctor's degrees. But God, I know You. And I want my heart to be right with You. That way I can help somebody else. I can be a light. I can bring a little word that the simple can understand. Come as God speaks to our hearts. Come as God speaks to our hearts.
Precious soul, why will you linger, wandering from the fold of God? Hear you not the invitation? Oh, prepare to meet thy God. Careless soul, oh, heed the warning, for your life will soon be gone. Oh, how sad to face the judgment. Unprepared to meet thy God. Why so thoughtless are you standing while the fleeting years go by and your life is spent in folly? Oh, prepare to meet thy God. Careless soul, oh, heed the warning, for your life will soon be gone. Oh, how sad to face the judgment. Of your friends that wish you well, and perhaps before tomorrow you'll be called to meet your God. Careless soul, oh, heed the warning, for your life will soon be gone. Oh, how sad to face the judgment, unprepared. Till the spirit shall depart, then you'll see your sad condition, unprepared to meet thy God. Careless soul, oh, heed the warning, for your life will soon be gone. Oh, how sad to face the judgment, unprepared.
A few months ago, I thought, I don't know if I'm going to survive this winter or not. It's been a rough year. But it's what, 4, 5, 6 days till spring?
5.
So time goes by. We've almost made another winter. Everybody happy?
Amen.
If I could preach any better, I'd do it, church. I ain't holding back nothing. I love you. Appreciate you. Wednesday night, come, help us pray. Pray about Sunday school opening back up. You know, lying can become an addiction just like alcohol. Yeah. I know some of them compulsive liars. Worked with a boy. It seemed like he could not. I talked to him about it. He'd steal a piece of chewing gum, a bubble gum. Anywhere he went, he'd steal something. Laid brick with him. We was boarding down on the coast, laying brick, working down on the coast. Boarding house, and the lady stopped us at the door. She said, I'm missing silverware out of my kitchen. Oh, God. Found a pillowcase with silverware. Needless to say, we didn't take that boy back. But. It's no benefit to us, but we lie. We steal. We cheat. It's no benefit to us. We justify ourselves.
Amen.
I preached us the truth this morning. Every heart clear. Love you. Pray for all of our sick and young.
Mark can't dismiss.